AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's more severe weather in the forecast today for the mid-Mississippi Valley south into Texas. In Cole, Oklahoma last night.
Based on the damage reports that we received thus far, it is possible that more injuries and fatalities may come.
Deputy Scott Gibbons on KOCO-TV. In Shawnee, an assisted living facility suffered major damage. Video showing elderly people in chairs outdoors. Director Shelley Stewart.
Windows are blown out. And there's water in the building.
A nearby pizza shop had its workers take shelter inside a walk-in freezer. SpaceX this morning will try again to launch the massive Starship rocket from southern Texas in its first test flight. On Monday, a mechanical glitch halted an attempted liftoff. Dozens of people were killed in a stampede in Yemen, where money was being handed out as part of a Ramadan event. President Biden's criticizing a GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling, saying they're trying to pressure him to eliminate programs to help the middle class.
MAGA Republican Congress are threatening to default on the national debt.
Lawmakers in Washington state have taken a big step toward gun control. Here's our Shelley Adler.
A semi-automatic rifle ban has passed the Washington state legislature. The high-powered firearms, once banned nationwide, are now the weapon of choice among young men responsible for most of the country's mass shootings.
Production set to resume today on the set of the movie Rust, despite criminal charges after the accidental shooting death of its cinematographer.
Filming will resume at a new location, the Yellowstone Film Ranch in Montana. In October 2021, outside Santa Fe, New Mexico, actor Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun when it went off during a scene setup. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza was wounded. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
One winning Powerball ticket, it was sold in Macedonia, Ohio. This is AP News. A new poll suggests that voters believe investigations in Georgia and Washington could prove more problematic for former President Trump than the hush money case in New York. Our Donna Warder reports on the AP NORC Center poll.
Only 4 in 10 adults believe Trump acted illegally, but 5 in 10 believe Trump broke the law in Georgia, where he's under investigation for interfering in the 2020 election vote count.
The quest for the Stanley Cup continues. Here's Josh Rountree.
On the ice, the Panthers dropped Boston 6-3 to even their series at a game apiece. Carolina grabbed a 4-3 win and a 2-0 series lead thanks to an OT goal by Jesper Fast. Out west, the Stars tied their series at a game apiece, dropping the Wild 7-3. The Oilers edged LA 4-2 to tie that series. I'm Josh Rountree, AP Sports.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.